of 19 to 21, however, are sort of in parentheses. It's a review of certain things which have happened in the chapter. And they point out to us that although Esther had been brought into the precincts of the king, she still did that which Mordecai desired of her. And how beautifully it presents to us that as we are preparing ourselves for the day of union with Yahweh, we are doing it on the basis of that which Mordecai has left on record, of that which the Lord Jesus Christ himself has shown us. As she lived with Mordecai in those early years, she saw that example. And the preparation under Haggai developed in her those characteristics which would be pleasing unto the king. And so as we go away and we meditate upon this beautiful chapter, each and every one of us then desires no doubt to dedicate ourselves to these three principles. It's not something that can be done overnight, but that each one of us resolves the fact that from this day onwards, we're going to develop that balanced life of listening to Yahweh, of communion back with him, so that we, as an ecclesia, can truly be a bride, because that is the condition which God expects of his ecclesia, that they will be a bride in true union with him, manifesting his glory unto the world.